starts, as it gets closer, how excited are you about being back in the playoffs?
You know, sometimes you don't really know what it feels like if you hadn't been there, you know, that many times. But, you know, you just look at and say, you know, you have arrived, and now what are you going to do about it? And so, you know, this is the first big game that we have coming up, and you got to be, you know, really consistent and play well to win.
You're a guy who's been on good teams that have missed the playoffs. Do you talk to any of your teammates who have made it every year to kind of remind them that it's hard to get here?
You know, I can't really remind my, you know, my former teammates. They'll call or, you know, they'll just say, hey, you know, this right here is a blessing. I don't know how many teams, we're 8 teams right now that, you know, still able to play. And I just remind the players that are here that it doesn't come around often. And so you got to really seize that moment and you got to, you know, take this opportunity as it's your last because you never know.
Talk about the challenge that Andrew Luck provides, someone like you in your position.
You know, rushing a guy that, you know, can also string plays out, that can run, but also, you know, he's just one of those guys at the end of the day. He's just one of the all-around, you know, type quarterbacks that you have to have good pocket presence. You got to keep him in the pocket because he can beat you with his legs or his arm.
Tough guy to bring down.
He is. I mean, he's probably like my size. He's probably 240, 250, but he's one of those guys at the end of the day. You got to find out some way to get pressure on him. To make them make indecisive decisions.
How big a deal would it be to get Brandon back for this game?
It'll be pretty big, being able to get him back. But, you know, we got Todd and we have, you know, TJ back. We got those guys and, you know, the other linebackers. And you got to play with what you have. And being able to have Brandon Marshall back is big. He's that middle linebacker that, you know, calling plays, making big plays. And he's that big playmaker that we need.
You get so much attention. Vaughn gets so much attention. How about a guy that plays alongside you like Malik? You know, what have you seen from him this season? Are you watching?
I've seen a lot of growth from Malik. You know, from the first game all the way up to now, how he rushed the passer, his tenacity on him playing the run. Especially, I mean, just thinking about guys like T9. He does that week in and week out. But Malik and Derek, those guys don't really get a lot of recognition. And they have really, you know, turned it on. That's why we are where we are right now.
Madison, in week one, did you see mostly Toler or Vontae?
Say again?
In the first week one, did you see mostly Greg Toler or Vontae Davis?
To my tackle?
No. I mean, the DBs.
Wait, what about
him? Who did you see more of?
Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I'm an out-of-towner. I thought you were Demarius. What? My bad.
I'm like, what?
I'm sorry.
I'm like, does he play tackle now?
I thought they said Demarius.
Right.
Hey, DeMarcus, the last few weeks you haven't been able to get a sack. It seems like quarterbacks are really getting the ball out fast. Is it more of a circumstance of that, or can you explain?
You know, a lot of teams with me and Vaughn, no matter what, they're going to start, you know, chipping us a lot more. They're not going to leave us one-on-one on the tackles. They're going to put a tight end. They're going to slide to Vaughn. I mean, that's what everybody has been doing. So we have something that's ready, that's going to be ready for, you know, teams that do that. I mean, this team's going to do it this week. And it's always precedent on pressure on third down and getting off the field. And we're going to do that this week.
And also, teams
I think you got to corral. You have to tackle better. And we've been working on, you know, tackling this week. And those little short plays, 5 and 6 plays, those plays aren't going to beat you. Those big, you know, big chunk plays, 80-yard, 60-yard plays, those plays are going to beat you. Those are plays we have to stop. But we have to tackle well when we're in open field.
What does it do for defense, DeMarcus, when you have two corners who can play man, match up against anyone? Most teams are lucky to have one. How does it change or affect the mindset of a defense? Having those two guys.
When you have two guys that can play man-to-man, that gives the rush up front a lot more time. That's when it comes to, I know one of the reporters asked me, when the quarterback's getting the ball out fast. He can't get the ball out fast when you're playing man-to-man coverage, and that gives the pass rush up front a little bit more time to get there.
How much more of a complete team do you think you have this year? A complete team?
I think we have a complete team from all the positions, and I mean, especially, I mean, just coming in with the second string guys that are, you know, filling the shoes of some of the starters. We have a complete team. That's where we are right now. But we got to show that. We have to show that this week.
From the get-go, from training camp, this has been group has kind of thrived on having fun and being loose. How much does that help with kind of that playoff pressure this week?
You have to treat this game like it's your last game, knowing that if you lose, you're out. But you got to also have fun. And that's where it sort of started at, and that camaraderie and playing well together. I mean, you had a lot of guys that came in, and they say, how are these guys going to gel together? How are me and Vaughn going to be? You know, how's TJ? And just all, you know, how is the defense going to gel? And having fun, that sort of breaks the ice, and that lets guys be who they want to be.
Mark, should we go back to week one? I mean, that was a long time ago for both teams. But look at the success you had when you had a sack and a half. You had two full sacks, depending on how they scored it. But we go look at what worked for you and try to revisit that.
Yeah, I look at what worked for me, but then I also look at how guys are going to set or how they're going to attack you, how they're going to block you, because they're going to do the same thing if they were successful at certain things. So you have to go back and say, you know, what can I do to be a better player from that last game?
Their line has had a lot of changes. What do you see in what they've been able to put together here at the end of the season?
At the end of the day, it always starts with the quarterback. If he's getting the ball off fast, it really doesn't matter about the offensive line. He's going to be getting off the ball. But if we're able to get pressure early and make them one-dimensional, we have to be able to stop the run. And it just comes down to getting pressure. It really doesn't matter who's out there. It's about getting there or not.
You mentioned the depth. How much did Todd Davis make on his calls in the huddle from his first start to his second start?
From the first start all the way to the second start, he's really demanding the huddle. You know, at first, guys are going to be uncomfortable. But at the end of the day, he's a professional. And that's how he's taken it, and he's doing a great job at it.
DeMarcus, the folks in Indianapolis always bring up the altitude factor. Was there an adjustment for you playing your home games here, and what's it like?
What did it say? Was it 5,280 feet in the air or whatever? And that's mile high, right? So, yeah, it took a little bit of time to get adjusted, and that's, it sort of works to our advantage. But at the end of the day, you got to go out there and play a game, and it's all about turnovers, all about who can play the most consistent, and it really doesn't matter about the altitude.
Coach Del Rio was just talking about how he's aware, you know, you guys are aware of that Chiefs game last year, really cool to be back. And of course this year you guys were up to a big lead and they came back. Is that something the players have talked about? Hey, if we're ahead,
yeah, just like you said, you know, putting the pedal to the metal from the first play. This is not a 30-minute game, and this is one of those type of quarterbacks where you can't, you know, sit back. If you're 24-0, if you're 14-0, it really doesn't matter. He'll find some way to score points because, I mean, that's what he does best. So you have to make sure you play a consistent game throughout the 60 minutes and never let you know, your foot off the pedal.
Marks, you played a lot of football. Did you take issue with the flag being picked up in the Cowboys-Lions game, or what would you tell?
I mean, I watched a little bit of it. I mean, the ref is going to call what they want to call, but at the end of the day, it's all about how it's played. I mean, they played a good game, and really not, you know, worried about that. You know, just worried about the Broncos and how we play this week.
What do you think about the governor of New Jersey being the world's biggest Cowboys fan?
You know what? At the end of the day, you know, the Broncos are America's team, right?